We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your network and community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and Facebook at Social Capital with Lori Hybe. All links will be found in the show notes. This week's guest is Jordan Meyer. Jordan has over 10 years of online marketing experience and has managed over $40 million in paid search spend. Jordan has managed digital marketing for over 75 companies, ranging from startup to Fortune 50 companies throughout the US, Canada, and the UK. His expertise in e-commerce was in full play while managing pay-per-click in-house at Best Buy, while his efficiency and targeting expertise helped multiple for-profit higher education clients drive inquiries and enrollments. He also speaks and writes about search marketing on a regular basis. Jordan founded Granular, a digital marketing agency, in 2014. Hi, Jordan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Lori. Thanks for having me. It's a nice studio you have set up here in Milwaukee.
Thanks a lot. We're so excited for this conversation. I'm really ready. Looking forward to what you're bringing to the table here.
Yeah, thanks.
So I'm going to start with this question. How important is the level of experience when it comes to the pay-per-click managers?
Yeah, so that's a good one that, you know, we cover pretty often at Granular, and something that I've run up against in the industry is just the level of experience that clients kind of look for and that is important to running a good paid search program. So I think it's very important, and we'll focus on that even more at Granular than other places, just because that's one of our big differentiators that we're pushing. But it's you can line it up against something like a pilot. Like, do you want someone that just learned how to fly to land your 747? Or do you want someone that has, 10,000 plus hours of experience, flying your plane? So that's an easy way to line up how we think PPC is important and how the experience plays into that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know on your website, you have some language around, you're not paying for our team to learn how to do this. We already know how to do that. So
exactly.
Great philosophy there. Yeah. So what's the most you've ever spent in one day with pay-per-click?
So this is something that I love to bring up and brag about. And I was lucky enough to do it at Best Buy. So it was Cyber Monday in 2012. I spent over $350,000. Yeah, and that was just on my three accounts that I managed. I think there were about five other accounts on the team. So, it was pretty wild to spend that much and then know that we got at least a 4-to-1 return on it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I can't even imagine like the stress or the anxiety or like the excitement. I mean, what were the emotions like that day?
And it goes so fast, and you're just clicking refresh on your analytics to see and make sure sales are coming in, make sure the website stays up. So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah. Wow, that's I'm just flabbergasted by that. Speechless. But cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I've noticed that we have matching tattoos, dachshunds. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So, we met a few months ago, maybe over a year ago now.
It might have been about a year ago.
But yeah, I think it was cold because it's Wisconsin, and maybe my sleeve slid up as I was shuffling around, and we noticed each other's tattoos on our wrists. So super small world, but it's nice to meet, a crazy dachshund lover like myself, because I think, when you have them, you have to be a little obsessive about them.
This is so true. I have two, Frankie and Molly.
Yeah.
They're both short hairs. They're both senior, I would say. One is 12 and one is 13. But they're the love of my life. And I have so many like dachshund trinkets, because I just feel like people automatically assume that, they see it in the store and they have to buy it for you.
Yeah, they're so unique and they have their own personalities. So yeah, mine is Oscar Mayer.
Oh, that's great.
The wiener dog. So yeah, same here. We have, you know, too many dachshund related things at our house, and I'm sure there's more to come. But yeah, so for the listeners, the tattoo is it's Picasso's kind of one line drawing of the dachshund. I think he did was it a horse and maybe a flamingo were the others?
Yeah, I actually have that illustration in my office.
Okay.
So we should take a picture of our tattoos and I'll add it to the show notes here. All right. So let me dive into some of my questions that I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with me your most successful, your favorite networking story or experience that you've had?
Yeah. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to meet a lot of people in the SEM space. Some, you know, kind of pseudo heroes of mine, like, you know, Dave Zatella or, you know, some other people like Avinash, who are just, you know, I look up to and I've looked up to my whole life and read their books, you know, when I was just getting started. Those are great, but they haven't really panned out from a networking standpoint. So I think my best networking experience is actually, it happened at the inaugural event of MN Search, the search marketing organization up in Minneapolis. It was experimental, you know, they were just kicking it off. I can't remember what year, but I went to the first event and it was a packed house at Three Deep Marketing up in St. Paul. And it was standing room only. I got there a little late, so I was standing in the back. I was next to this, you know, kind of short guy the whole time. I felt bad. I was blocking him. So after, you know, during one of the breaks of the talk, I, you know, had to talk to him because we were standing there. And I'm not super outgoing, so it just kind of, it's easier to talk to people that have the same passion. So, you know, we got to talking. His name is Josh Broughton, and he's just amazing at SEO, organic, inbound. He's kind of like that growth hacker mentality. He's always hustling and just a super good, very well-connected guy to know up in Minnesota. And so anyways, we got to talking. You know, I was at Best Buy at the time. I was there by myself. You know, none of my coworkers were interested enough to come to a search marketing event, which was kind of a red flag, since I was kind of the most nerdy search guy on the team. But it was great to be in a room with, like, I think there were over 100 people at that event, and everyone was like-minded. And, you know, Josh and I clicked. We had a lot in common, lots of the same passions, even though we were on opposite spectrums. I was on the paid side and he was on the organic side. So there's always that nice kind of rivalry and kind of banter that can go back
sure.
and forth.
Yin and yang.
Yeah. And it's fun. And, you know, people that are passionate about each side are fun to talk to. So, you know, long story short, we stayed in touch. He told me about a job opening where he was currently at, which was Rasmussen College. And, you know, I kind of took him up on his offer to pursue it. You know, got hired there, worked next to him as, you know, kind of the yin and yang of the marketing for that college. And it was great. And the way that he's connected with, you know, big influencers in the space. He's always at the bleeding edge of inbound marketing. And that was, you know, probably one of my best networking experiences that I can remember right now, because what that led to was a good relationship with him, you know, pushed my practice even further. And then, you know, that whole MN search group really just, it's full of really amazing people, like, you know, Jeff Sauer, Scott Dodge, guys from Three Deep, but also Spider Trap. You know, lots of great talent up in Minneapolis, and that's the way that I got into it, was through that networking event.
Yeah.
And I'm still close to those guys. You know, today we'll touch base, you know, with each other's emails or social media. So that one goes down in history for me as being probably the best experience that I've had.
That's awesome. So just attending an event, standing next to someone and feeling obligated to talk to them just because you're standing next to them turns into a huge opportunity, well, a yeah. career move, and even just a huge network and resource, and mm-hmm. someone that, like, a mentor in a way as well, probably.
Yeah, yeah. So it's,
that's awesome.
Yeah, just that little move of, you know, me going to a networking event by myself, like, it
which
made
is
a huge
scary.
Difference.
It is scary to do that.
It is, yeah.
But, you know, what I don't, there's a saying that, you know, you only grow when you're stepping outside of your comfort zone. So
right.
That's yep. fantastic. All right. So that being said, how do you stay in front of or best nurture your network?
Yeah. So, you know, again, I'm really not the most outgoing person. I know I'm bad at staying in touch with people, like even yourself. You know, I think we have a lot of good, you know, conversations when we do get together, and we're only a couple blocks away from yeah. each other. But it's so hard to just stay in front of people with the day-to-day life, you know, personal life, and then we're both running a business. So it's just, we know it's crazy demanding. So the way that I stay in front of people, and I think it's kind of lazy, but it works, is just, you know, stay in touch on Twitter and on social media and anything electronic, you know, email. It just makes it so much easier. I feel like it takes less time. It's probably easier just to, like, call somebody or stop over at their office. But, you know, my method is just kind of that soft touch approach, you know, liking something or commenting on, you know, Instagram or Twitter, is easy for me to do, and it at least stays, you know, helps me stay connected to that person.
Yeah. The other thing I think you're doing really well, is Granular hosts a lot of events, and mm-hmm. it's an easy way to just kind of get everyone in your network, like, here's one invite, instead of trying to individually touch every person. You're just yeah. getting them all in at once. I think that's a really effective strategy that you guys have implemented.
Thanks. Yeah. And it's funny, I don't even think about it like that, but yeah, I guess it is smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, every time I see the event, I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds great. And then, you know, yeah. like the last one I stopped in, we got to chat for a couple minutes, but mm-hmm. it's an easy way to stay in touch.
Yeah.
What advice would you offer to the business professional who is looking to grow their network?
So if you're outgoing and extroverted, definitely go to every event you can. There's tons of happy hours out there. There's group events like kickball teams and, you know, volleyball teams and things like that. If you're younger and want to get involved with a beverage of choice in hand, there's endless possibilities in Milwaukee and a lot of it, other cities, just with the kind of young professional movement. If you're not as extroverted as that, I would definitely say, you know, build your social network up and just make sure that you're out there and people can find you, because there are people maybe more interested in finding you than you realize. So just make sure that, you know, you have a Twitter profile that's public, that you have maybe Instagram, maybe Facebook, or you have a public website or blog, just that shows, you know, how interested and passionate you are about a certain space. And, you know, I think you'll be lucky and get found. But if that's not the approach, if you're not into the waiting game, I would say, you know, just get involved in things like PPC chat is a big one that I'm involved in on Twitter. It's a, you know, weekly kind of group meetup, and you're grouped only by a hashtag, but it seems like, you know, a lot of people in the industry regularly attend it, and there's some good banter, but there's also some good information that's passed back and forth. And then kind of those soft interactions through social just make it that much easier if you do go to an event down the road.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. And that's an interesting tie-in to my next question here. Is that how you linked kind of the introvert to digital networking and the extrovert to traditional networking?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say, which one do you find more value in? My assumption would be digital based on what you're saying. But,
personally, definitely digital. But I think it's a mix of both. Like, you have to push yourself to go to a traditional meetup. Like, that's going to push you the furthest. And if you can't do that, if you can't make it, or if you're somewhere rural, or, you know, there's other obligations that just don't allow you to, make these in-person meetups, then social is the way to go. And there's a meetup for everything. So if you're not into paid search, if you're into email marketing, or if you're into organic, or if you're into business growth or anything, there's so many topics out there that you can be involved in. And I think Twitter is a great place for that. I know, you know, some people think it's dying, but you know, wasn't SEO dying like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
It's still around. So, you know, use the tools that are out there for us. And, you know, Twitter groups are great for that, I think.
And I'd say even if it's dying, there's going to be something that comes up and replaces it with that. Yeah. Still kind of the same methods and practices as
exactly.
People having discussions around the same topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think, you know, the digital is really my cup of tea. So, you know, even if that's an email, I think that goes a long way. Just a short, you know, how you doing, what's new in your life, or, you know, just reaching out to like someone that you would look to as a mentor. People are a lot more open than you think.
So as a digital agency, are you doing business with people that you have actually never met in person?
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah. And it's a crazy part of the business because, yeah, there's people on the West Coast, some folks in Canada that I have no idea how they look. And, you know, it's, I know their voice through a scratchy teleconference phone, but it's pretty amazing how people can build so much trust now without even shaking a hand or meeting face to face. But that's, I think that's part of, you know, what we do well is we put ourselves out there so much that if anyone Googles me or someone on our team, like they understand who we are as a person just from our digital footprint.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot easier to build that trust up without, you know, shaking a hand and laughing in person.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It's just that you're building that trust digitally based on the activities you're doing in the digital space as opposed to seeing someone face to face, shaking hands, and they're just kind of getting that gut feeling like, oh, Jordan's a good person, you know?
Yeah, well, I just saw a commercial. I don't watch a ton of network TV, but, you know, thanks to the recent sporting events, I had to watch TV. So I saw a commercial that was really interesting of a guy that, you know, they basically set up a fake office and the guy got a haircut and put on a suit and they kind of carted people in individually and he was selling them financial advice. And, you know, the moderator would ask, okay, do you trust this guy with your financial investments? And they all said yes. And then they kind of pulled the curtain and showed that he was like this reggae style, like crazy partying DJ who had no financial experience. And it just shows like, you know, what a first impression could make in person versus like actually doing some research on the person. So that's why I feel like, you know, if people, everyone Googles everyone before you meet, it seems like. So, you know, that's kind of the initial meeting and the handshake doesn't always say everything about the person. So that's how I think we can get away with having just a digital footprint and just a phone call. Like there's so much proof there and there's so much trust built digitally that, you know, the traditional method of business development isn't necessary all the time.
Wow. Cool. Yeah. I didn't see that, but it totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's shift gears here a little bit and have some fun questions. if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regard to your professional career?
So I'm in the camp of no regrets, but I'll answer your question. I think I would push myself to do more kind of extroverted stuff, just to do more handshaking, do more event kind of outgoing stuff. Because I was definitely not that outgoing and kind of just kept to the groups that I was already part of. But I see that, you know, networking is everything. Like the more I get into the business world, you know that it's all about who you know. And it's really crazy that that's true, but it is. And it's a tried and true saying, you know, it's all about your network. And network has gotten me business. It's kept me business. It's gotten me really, really good employees. And without that, you're just kind of, you're on your own little island. So it's all about who you know. And yeah, if I went back to my 20-year-old self, I'd probably just get out there and meet more people.
Yeah, it's, you know, you hear that saying, it's all about who you know, and then you're just like, oh, whatever, just another saying, and then you're actually living it, and like, oh, it really is all about who you know.
Yeah.
That being said, okay, so this is a fun one. We've all heard of the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Now, who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with, and do you think you could do it within the 7th degree?
So, yeah. So I think the person that I would want to connect with is, I would just like 20 minutes of Jeff Bezos time. The guy has just grown an insane company to a point that I don't think anyone really understands how far ahead they are and how far into the future they've already planned. And they just have, they're just ahead of everyone. And it's, they're always just kind of leading the pack, and it's from this one guy and from the head people that he's hired. And he's a visionary, and I would just, if I had 20 minutes just to pick his brain, or, you know, he would probably just talk for 19 of the minutes and I would sit there in awe.
Yeah.
So that would be an amazing opportunity. And the weird thing is I'm like 2 degrees separated from him, because I know the old Target CEO well enough that he could introduce me to Jeff, because this isn't super private, but they almost did a huge deal years ago. Okay. They spent a lot of time together in 2010, 2011, and Target and Amazon almost had a huge deal. So I think I could maybe, if I asked really, really, really nicely and offered some favors, I could maybe get them on the phone. I don't know.
So what's holding you back? Make it happen.
I got to think about that a little more, but yeah.
Being an introvert. Make it happen.
You have to pick when to cash those chips in.
Yep. You know? That makes sense. Absolutely. All right. So really random. What book are you reading right now?
So I just finished rereading The Lean Startup.
It's a good one.
Which, yeah, everyone should read. And I feel like I waited way too long to read it. But, you know, in saying that, like, there were some good things that I'm already doing, which are nice to kind of reassure yourself that that you are taking those kind of process steps. That's a good one. I just finished rereading that, and I always kind of go back to this book called Agency by Rick Webb. And if you haven't read that, it's a game changer.
Okay.
So this guy, Rick Webb, I don't know if he founded, but he definitely built up and ran the Barbarian Group, and I think they're out of New York, and he sold it, you know, for tens and tens of millions of dollars. And somehow, I don't know if he was keeping good notes or he's got the best memory in the world, but he wrote this book about like all the processes to, you know, from hiring your first person to you know, growing your billable rate to evaluation to exit strategy to yeah, it's like this gold mine.
I need to add that one on my list.
it's amazing. Really, yeah, if you're an agency owner or interested in starting an agency, this is golden. Yeah.
Cool. Any final words or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
Yeah, so I would just say, like, the most important thing is to make sure that you're not trying to shoehorn yourself into the wrong network. You might see some really cool groups. You might see, you know, PPC chat looks really fun, or you might see, I don't know, just there's a lot of, you know, kind of grass is greener mentality when you're seeing people at networking events, but just make sure you're part of the right group and part of something that you're actually passionate about, because it's going to make it that much easier to chat with people. And, you know, I'll go back to my best networking experience. It was, you know, at the MN Search event, where you have a room of 100 people that are all huge search engine marketing geeks. And I felt at home, and it was so easy to talk to people. Even if I didn't want to, you know, the person next to me probably didn't want to talk to anyone either, because most of us are pretty private and not into that kind of thing. But it's so much easier if you just find the right networking group where you're passionate about it. And I remember going to, the big marketing meetings where you have a bunch of slick dressed, suited up advertising guys. And I was very, very bad at networking with those types of people because it's a different world. They're doing multi-million dollar commercial shoots, and they're just living a different life than the SEM guys behind the dual monitors and, you know, typing away and scrolling around in Excel all day. So yeah, I would just say make sure you're passionate about the network that you're looking to join, because it's going to make everything a lot easier.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. I mean, I think it's easier to connect with people when you're having a discussion on something that you are passionate about, mm-hmm. and that person is passionate about it too.
Right.
Just like dachshunds.
Exactly like dachshunds.
Right. We'll have that conversation offline here. If anyone is interested in getting in touch with you, what's the best way they can reach out?
Yeah, so head to granularmarketing.com and fill out the form, or look me up on Twitter at jordanmeyer.com, and that's Jordan with two O's. Or if you're in the Third Ward or Milwaukee, stop by our office. You can grab a Holy Moly donut next to our office and then pop in and say hi. We're friendly. We won't bite.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jordan. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, lots of fun. All right. So this wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you for Jordan for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, please send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we will see you next week.
That's all for this episode of Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.